This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. State and local election officials are celebrating the guilty verdict for former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. She was convicted Monday for helping unauthorized people access the county's voting machines to look for fraud, which did not exist. CPR's Benta Berkland says other county clerks have followed the case closely.
I think a lot of them will feel relief. It has been 3 years. It's been in the news a lot. And for a lot of election officials who worked with Peters, they felt that she violated her duty and cast a bad light on all of them.
CPR's Benta Berkland. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said after the verdict that Colorado will not tolerate efforts to threaten the security of elections. The city of Denver will pay $350,000 to a delivery driver injured after a Denver police officer crashed into his truck. The officer was speeding on the wrong side of the road without sirens or emergency lights in pursuit of a suspect. The driver, Christopher Cordova, had to have surgery after the collision. His lawyer says the money will help cover medical bills. Denver has already paid out more than $3.5 million this year because of the actions of police officers. The officer who caused the crash has resigned from the force. Coloradans are not starting new businesses as fast as they were a year ago. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports.
New business filings fell 22% during the second quarter compared to a year ago. That's according to a joint report from the Secretary of State and CU's Lead School of Business. That's a pretty big decline. But CU economists say changes in the fees associated with filing could be behind the drop-off, rather than concerns about the economy. But things like high interest rates could also be playing a role in the decision to start a business. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A chance for thunderstorms this afternoon around Colorado Springs and in Denver. Grand Junction has that chance for thunderstorms, highs near 80 today, and getting warmer and back into the 90s by the end of the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.